I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World on this Friday. Thanks for making it today. It's been a very busy first week for President Donald Trump. Today, he met with British Prime Minister Theresa May in Washington. She's the first foreign leader to visit the White House since Trump took office. The two leaders have a wide-ranging agenda: trade, defense, and Russia. Yesterday, May told Republican leaders and President Trump not to trust Vladimir Putin. The World's Jason Margolis has been monitoring the news today. So what was said at the press conference between May and Trump?
Well, it was about a 20-minute press conference, and they both reaffirmed the deep ties between the two countries' history, family, common interests. It was very cordial.
What about Russia? They are not exactly on the same page when it comes to Vladimir Putin.
Right. That was the one point of disagreement. A reporter asked Trump and May, what are your thoughts on sanctions on Russia? And Trump said, well, we'll see. I'm talking to Putin this weekend. We'll see. We're not going to say anything yet. And then May very forcefully said, sanctions must stay in place until Russia gets out of Crimea, the peninsula in Ukraine.
But that didn't throw the rest of the press conference off balance. They brought up Brexit. What did they have to say about Brexit?
Yeah. So one of the British reporters asked Trump about that. And here's what he said.
I think Brexit's going to be a wonderful thing for your country. I think when it irons out, you're going to have your own identity, and you're going to have the people that you want in your country, and you're going to be able to make free trade deals without having somebody watching you and what you're doing.
So I think this press conference was really as much for a British audience to understand who is this new president, what is he really about. And there was a moment of levity. Again, it was a pretty lighthearted press conference, but a moment of real levity when Theresa May called on a British journalist, and here's what she asked President Trump.
Mr. President, you've said before that torture works. You've praised Russia. You've said you want to ban some Muslims from coming to America. You've suggested there should be punishment for abortion. For many people in Britain, those sound like alarming beliefs. What do you say to our viewers at home who are worried about some of your views and worried about you becoming the leader of the free world?
This was your choice of a question. There goes that relationship.
So Trump is turning to May, and he's kind of jokingly saying that, you know, that was your choice. But he didn't really answer those questions, but he did tackle the one on torture. He said General James Mattis, who's now the defense secretary, he opposes torture, and Mattis is in charge, and that's that. Trump didn't address the other questions the journalists had, though.
Yeah. Well, did Theresa May talk about her position on torture at all? Because earlier this week, she said if Donald Trump starts torture again, we might have to reexamine whether we share intelligence with the United States.
That did not come up. A lot of the questions were, how are you two going to get along? You know, one British journalist asked, OK, you're the daughter of a priest. And he called Trump a brash reality TV star. And Trump said, oh, we have a fantastic relationship. We're ready, getting along great. He said, we're going to have lunch. And that's a good thing. And here's what Theresa May said about the relationship between the two leaders.
I think if you look at the approach that we're both taking, I think one of the things we have in common is that we want to put the interests of ordinary working people right up there, center stage.
So, Jason, as far as the US-UK special relationship, what do you think will be so different about this one?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. I mean, people are looking back to Ronald Reagan and Margaret Thatcher and George W. Bush and Tony Blair. So how is this relationship going to be special? And I think the one thing they brought up was trade. They talked about maybe we'll have a trade deal between the two countries. But there's already an incredible amount of trade going between the UK and the US back and forth. So I'm not sure how that would benefit them further. But that was the one thing they said we can expand on. We'll see what happens.
We get tea and Raleigh bicycles and they get NFL. Is
right.
That the deal?
They already have the NFL, the Sunday games in London. I think there's really bad games going there next year, and that's a point of contention, but I digress.
The World's Jason Margolis. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.